truth.
Wake up, you sip hot tea. Mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? On TV, they give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate, and we sit back till
it's
Radio Avenger.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to chitty-chatty tonight. We have lots to talk about, don't we? We sure do. But tonight, we're going to refocus on the crime of the decade, and that has to do with the invasion of the United States by aliens, illegals, criminals, Bushites, if you will. That's right, New World Order types, whatever you want to call them, they're invading. And it's all part of a much bigger plan, my friend. And tonight, we are very pleased to have with us on the air, on the program, Miss Terry Graham. And she has been involved in immigration invasion alerts for a long time. She has been assaulted and beaten. She has been attacked. And, of course, she knows the score, naturally, bilingualism, and much more. And she has a forum, freespeechforum.org. And let me say hello to you, Terry Graham.
Hello, Rick. How are you doing?
Oh, all right. Good. I'm amazed. I noted that you had an encounter a while back, which was not very pleasant, and all because you believe in America, and you believe in protecting America against barbarians, criminals, and invaders. So tonight, I want you to tell our audience exactly what happened and what you do and what you're trying to inform us about. How's that?
That sounds good to me.
All right. So tell us a little bit about your background, first of all. Now, you're from Idaho, or you're there now anyway, right?
I'm here for the moment. I've lived many places throughout the United States. I've also lived in Spain and in Germany, and have traveled quite a bit.
Yeah.
So and, at this point, I'm here, and it's a nice
place. Are you
place.
An American yourself, an American citizen?
I'm an American descended from the founders.
Ooh, wow.
And many of us in this immigration movement years ago discovered that we had all had ancestors that were in the country in the 1600s or 1700s. Mm-hmm. Now I know our army has expanded well beyond that, thankfully.
Yes. Well, here we are. And it seems like all of the 48 states, at least the contiguous states, are under some sort of occupation, not just from the federal government, but because of the federal government. We're being illegally occupied now by a growing force numbering in the tens of millions of illegals. So that is taking its toll on us in every sense of the word. And as I like to tell my audience, if it happens, it was planned that way. That's what FDR, Fraudulent Deficit Roosevelt, once said. So now we know. We know, ladies and gentlemen, it ain't an accident, right? Isn't that right?
That's right, and it's from top to bottom, not just the feds. We see it at the city levels. We see it at school board levels. Mm-hmm. It's everywhere. We are surrounded.
Yes, absolutely. All right, I see the clock ticking. I don't want to ask my first question and get more into what happened to you and how you've opened your eyes, but let me remind our listeners, we are taking calls, of course, and that number is toll-free at 800-313-9443. FreeSpeechForum.org, Immigration Invasion Alerts, and our guest, Terry Graham. Be right back, Rick Adams. Uncensored Radio Free America, only on RBNLive.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
All right, I'm looking at some of the recent columns by Terry Graham on the website freespeechforum.org, and I guess that we hope that forum will continue, but I understand that you've been threatened now with some sort of physical harm, Terry. Is that right?
Oh, that was a while back.
Oh, okay. So,
but I think anybody in this movement is getting used to being threatened or actually have somebody attack.
Barbara Koch can attest to that, certainly.
Barbara and the Minutemen, both Jim Gilchrist, Chris Simcox. It's just kind of goes through the territory now that we have these violent invaders who have been empowered by our government and our courts and our police and sheriffs so that they're literally running the country.
Yes.
And we're the stooges now.
Absolutely. We're the serfs. Absolutely.
We are.
Now, you had an incident yourself, though, where you were physically attacked, I believe, weren't you?
I had an incident that was just absolutely horrendous, and some of your listeners no doubt have heard about it. In 2004, Western Union, which, of course, makes so much money through these money transfers, these wire transfers that illegal aliens take our money, take the money that they've made here under the table and illegally, and wire it home. They oftentimes don't have bank accounts. Of course, that's now changing with Bank of America and so forth, allowing them to use really unverifiable ID, the Mexican consular card. But anyway, I went to a forum on Western Union's immigration policies. And they were putting these forums on all over the country, essentially to promote open borders. There was one held in Denver, and at the last minute I decided to go. The panel was pretty much rabid ethnic hustlers. I think you know the type.
Mm-hmm.
And First Data was the parent company for Western Union at the time. They stood up and essentially had a new government legislation that they were promoting, saying that we shouldn't really have borders, that families should be allowed to reunify here after somebody had come in illegally. Everybody needed to be amnestied. Illegals need a driver's license and so forth. And I sat in the back. There were probably about 300 people there, maybe 5% of whom I would say were born in America. And as the forum continued, it just upset me as to what they were saying. So as a former cheerleader with a big mouth, I stood up in the back and began counter-proposing what I think was right and correcting some of the panelists' claims that, for example, California's Prop 187 had been declared unconstitutional and went through the courts, which was false. And as I did so, I was initially told to leave by first two men and then three other men that were part of the First Data Western Union event. I was told later that one of them was the Mexican consulate himself, the man who worked there, and he came over to tell me that I couldn't talk. It was held in a high school, so I said, well, gee, we have a First Amendment here, and I'm in a public place, and you can't tell me to be quiet. I've got this right. And there were many police officers behind me from Denver. Well, ultimately, a woman came over, I since found out, a Mexican national, who had come in illegally, and told me to shut up or else. And I had a tape recorder and said, you know, don't threaten me. But she continued to threaten me, so I held up the tape recorder and said, keep it up, I'm taping everything. And I turned back to the panel, and she jumped me.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman had, I found out, a rap sheet of 4 pages long. She has been using 5 aliases since she entered the country. Mm-hmm. The one she's best known by is Julissa Molina Soto. Well, she pounded me on the top of my head, and as I tried to get away from her by going backwards, she continued to tear at my clothes and my hair and so forth, ultimately striking me so that I went down. And on the way down, I hit the back of my head on the back of a chair and did some pretty bad damage. I think I blacked out. I lost my hearing for a time and so forth.
Oh, my.
Only at that point did the police who were watching come to my assistance and help me get up and help me get out of this room. The crowd was telling me as I left that I deserved this and so forth. And ultimately, she was charged at first with just, I think it was disturbing the peace.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, after I spent a lot of time with the police department in Denver, and Denver is a sanctuary city.
Yes.
And Colorado is essentially a sanctuary state. Eventually, they charged her with a misdemeanor assault. And though I have a video of the end of the attack, which shows her striking me 3 times, and though 3 police officers testified that she had, in fact, hit me numerous times and that I did not strike her, she was found not guilty.
Mm-hmm.
In the interim, I had filed a civil lawsuit against her.
Yep.
And I was promptly sued by her for malicious prosecution. And once she was found not guilty, of course, my case didn't look so good.
Mm-hmm.
So as it all worked out, my attorney got a lot of money, kind of left the scene, and I ultimately had to settle with them and didn't see any justice. I think, again, this is happening in America all the time. But it was a very enlightening experience for me to see that in my own country, in exercising our most precious right, which is the First Amendment, and I believe it's most precious and central to freedom, because once we lose the right to express ourselves and lose the right to freedom of the press and religion and so forth, our only option is the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
That this could, I could be so violated by a foreigner who, as I did the background checks on her, it was very hard to do, by the way, a foreigner who had entered illegally, who somehow or another had gotten legal status. She had two illegal children with her, and she was doing wonderful work. She was getting wonderful jobs, and in fact, even before she was found not guilty, unfortunately, she was given a plum job by the state of Colorado to give away $700,000 of taxpayer money to Latino families who had no credit history so that their children could get scholarships to go to college.
Why am I not surprised by any of this?
The only thing
I'm surprised at, truthfully, Terry, is that you were not charged by the police when this attack took place with resisting assault from an illegal.
You're right.
That's how evil and how sick this country has become. And I don't know what more it'll take now for people to just rise up and do something about it. I don't think that at this point in time we're actually able to do anything about it through the normal means, as John Clark has said, through the system. I think it's too far gone, and if anything is to be done, it has to be from an armed citizenry itself. And
that's what the founding fathers said.
Well,
you're exactly right, and I quite agree. I've really been involved in this in one way or another for about 15 years, and I started as a naive American who believed the systems that we had would, in fact, work. And I don't know how many times I knocked my head against that wall before the Molina Soto knocked it to the floor.
Sure.
But you're right. Nothing works. Nothing works.
And we've got these candidates like Tom Tancredo and others running for president who speak a good talk, who walk a good walk, put on a good show. But the fact of the matter is the people in control know that even if they wanted to, they really and truthfully couldn't do anything about it in government any longer, because the system now is perpetuating itself, and it's out of control. This global elite that is running the White House and virtually taking over Congress, it has to be dethroned, I believe, from the people themselves and by the people themselves.
And it will be the people that still believe in our Constitution and our Bill of Rights.
Exactly.
Because we have so many people today in our country that are just plain zombies, or that would argue that, well, you know, it's time for a change and things are moving along well and so forth. And I see them everywhere.
Oh,
but
sure.
I do know that we have a wonderful core of dedicated activists that I believe can turn things around in whatever means we have to use.
Oh, exactly. Absolutely. And no doubt about the fact that the smokescreen that we are being presented today is exactly that, and that is a political change. It's not going to happen politically, and I like to use the example in history of a country can vote itself into slavery, but it never, never, to the best of my knowledge, ever voted itself out of slavery.
That's a very good point.
And it's always been an act of armed resistance on the part of the citizens, the people themselves, who have effected change in history. That's just an historical fact, you see. So what I'm saying is read our history, look at our heritage, understand what it took to bring about an American colonial revolution. And it wasn't through the ballot box. It wasn't through the jury box, obviously. It was another box. So
I believe, Rick, that we have this voice box right now.
That's
it. You've got the ballot box. The jury box, forget about it.
And you realize right now as we speak that that voice box, too, is being threatened by the ADL types and extremists who are trying to destroy whatever resistance remains. So we must prepare, unfortunately, but maybe fortunately, for the inevitable. And I think we can do it. All right, I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We're speaking with our great guest, Terry Graham. She knows. She's been there, been in the trenches. Our number to talk to her is 800-313-9400. 4-3. We have more to come. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, I got you. Okay, we're back with our guest, and she is Terry Graham. And, of course, she is an activist, as you can hear, an Americanist, constitutionalist, anti-globalist, anti-New World Order type of American. In other words, she's just a true blue. FreeSpeechForum.org and another Only in America immigration story. A foreigner who incredibly held refugee status kills a Florida senior citizen as he is transporting 39 illegals in his bus. And now, another American woman is dead. President George Whatever Bush gave some double talk speech last night regarding his new plan for Iraq. My opinion of Presidente Bush is meet the new boss, same as the old boss. He discussed some obligation to secure borders in Iraq, while American borders remain wide open and National Guard at the border are disarmed and ordered not to stop the invaders. George Bush needs to be impeached for his failure to protect Americans from invasion. Speaker Nancy Pelosi needs to read the Constitution and understand Congress has the power to declare war, not the globalist cabal Project for a New American Century, North American Union, FTAA, Globalist, CFR, etc., presently running the U.S. Sadly, some Americans still think we are engaged in some noble effort, but we are instead being herded by our self-appointed, self-anointed masters to slaughter. His people perish due to lack of knowledge. Resist that, for those are the words of Terry Graham. Terry, before we go to the phones, and we have a number of people that want to speak to you, one thing that you and I were speaking about privately is the fact that, you know, with this incident that just took place in Virginia, the mass slaughter of 32 people, that, you know, some of these yokel, mokel, cuckoo clocks once again are bringing about the idea of some sort of control on people, innocent people. Through guns. And you have mentioned that we have a real problem in this country. In fact, you can't even really talk about it. It's very difficult to get your view on this published in many forums, but that the problem of illegals coming in and owning guns is an abomination that no one dares to talk about. The illegals, not the guns, not the law-abiding.
Also, Rick, I don't think legal immigrants should own guns.
Right.
Frankly, I am for an absolute moratorium immediately, at least for 10 years, while we get about the business of deporting everybody that's here illegally.
Amen.
And the gal that beat me up, while she came in illegally, as I said, got a green card and was getting great jobs as a healthcare worker, as she, you know, she had her four-page rap sheet. And at that woman today could carry legally. She shouldn't be here. So I would also like to get about the business of identifying anybody that unfortunately came through our distorted, perverted immigration laws and round them up and send them home. We don't need more people.
Absolutely.
And the article I wrote recently called Guns and Aliens, Should Foreign Nationals Have Second Amendment Rights? And, of course, my answer to that is no. I did have a hard time getting it posted because even some of the people that I believed were constitutionalists started yapping about how, well, you know, these are God-given rights, and anybody in America has the God-given rights, and if they're here legally, they should have the right to carry. Well, this Chow or Cho or whoever it was, and we never will know who it was since he blew his face off, had the right to buy guns. He had the right to arm himself. He was a disaffected man, probably mentally ill. Who knows if it was a psyops operation? But the bottom line is, he could buy guns as freely as I can or you can. That is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So my article was to talk about the many killings by even legal immigrants who come in. They've been in a country where they have no freedom whatsoever. Mm-hmm. They have not learned guns. I mean, I grew up in a home that had a lot of guns in it, and we just used to look at them in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't play with them. These people come in, and suddenly it's just like a kid in a candy shop, and if they've got problems, and let's face it, they are being organized to have problems and have grudges against us.
Mm-hmm.
They are clear and present danger within our territory, and my argument is they have no right to buy guns, and frankly, I don't think they have a right to be here.
That is a very powerful statement. Let's see what some people think, and we'll do that in about 4 minutes when we return, because we're up against the half-hour break. Again, our guest, Terry Graham, and you've heard her, you listened to her, and now you can agree or disagree, but she'd love to talk to you. And our number here is 800-313-9443. That's the number to call. Toll free to be on with Rick Adams and his guests. This is Uncensored Radio Free America, heard only on RBNLive.com. That's the network. Support RBN, by the way, with your gifts and your prayers so that we can continue to be on the air. All right, we'll be right back in 3 minutes with more. Radio Avenger, be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer: a health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Okay, Terry Graham, my guest tonight, and we're going to go to the phones now. Let's start off with Kevin Proms in Indiana. Hello, Kevin.
Why, good evening, Rick, and thank you. That was very kind of you to remember my last name.
How can I forget? As a matter of fact, you wanted to come on the program, talk about guns, right? Gun control.
Yes, so the BATF, that is correct.
All right, we'll have to book you up pretty soon.
Yes, and I just wanted to say I'm proud and honored to have Terry on your show on my radio station tonight.
Good. Thank you, Kevin.
Yes, I wish you were my neighbor. So you said everything that I wanted to say. You brought up the Second Amendment and the fact that it's probably beyond the all the boxes that you mentioned, except mm-hmm. for the voice box at the moment. And so the only thing I can say after you guys are doing a great job is that I have a list of 73 questions that you can email me for and take them to your local judges and attorneys in your area to let them know that yes. the gig's up. And I think that's the only voice box we got left before we get yes. to that cartridge box. So,
amen.
My email, if you'd allow me.
Sure.
Thank
of
you.
Course.
Is JEANNE174 mm-hmm. at CS.com. And I'll happy to. And if you sent for them in the past, like 2-3 months ago, my ability to send them to you was not very good. And so that has been cleared up. And so if
great.
You asked for them in the past and they didn't come through well, email me again and I'll be happy to send them out.
All right, and let's book you on the program to talk about what you feel about what needs to be done and what the Constitution's really all about. How's that?
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right, Kevin. Thank you.
Yes,
maybe I can
excellent.
Get my email out as well.
Sure you can. Go right
it's,
ahead, dear.
Tegra, T-E-E-G as in good, R-A, 22@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
And
all
I'd like
right.
to, Rick, just read a little bit from the Constitution, if I might.
Well, of course. That's not banned yet, you know.
That's not banned yet.
Okay.
This is from the top. We the people of the United States, mm-hmm. in order to form a more perfect union, and I'm going to skip a little bit, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. To me, this is our immigration policy. The founders founded the country, founded what we have today, and declared it to be for themselves and their posterity. It was not to be an open system. It was a family country.
Yes, absolutely. Can't argue with anything. All right, let's take more calls. We've got Barney in Maryland. Hello, Barney.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Hi.
How are you, sir?
Okay, I'll give you another wrinkle to consider.
Yes.
It takes 9 to 10 people to support each man on the front lines during the war.
Mm-hmm.
Not counting the Air Force, Navy, we have 160,000 troops in Iraq and troops in 144 countries with just the troops in Iraq, this would amount to 1,600,000 workers. Factor in the other troops, bases, and backup, this would probably triple the number of people, workers we have around the world. How would we employ these people if we brought them home when it would probably amount to about 5 million people?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we'd start by kicking out 30 million illegals. And then I think we'd stop handing out H-1B and L-1 visas for the allegedly skilled immigrants that are coming in, train our own people, spend our money on our own people, and employ them. We have been the greatest country in the world, and we did it without the third world here. And we will do it again. But I sure as heck would like to see our troops home at our border and in our interior rounding up the scufflaws, and then let's get down to the business of being a prosperous country for Americans.
Well, right now, the illegals have all the boys' troops' jobs, and they can't bring them home.
Oh, really? I think you're quite wrong. I think we could bring them home today if George Bush would do the right thing for the country. I don't know why we're there. Do you,
well,
Barney?
What's the right thing he should do? I mean, I don't think he can do anything because he didn't have any authority to send them there.
Well,
the
you're
Congress
right.
Is the one that
needs
must
to do something.
Right.
And Congress is Congress is pretty close to just being a total failure, totally. And you know, all I can say is there are a lot of trees in Idaho.
Well, I was thinking of that. A lot of tall ones, too. And, you know, maybe we can arrange for, instead of Congress dealing with the president, maybe the American people should deal with Congress and the White House.
Well,
that's what it should be.
That's been proposed. And certainly we are the government. They work for us, and they seem to have forgotten that. And I don't know what you would propose, Rick, as to how to fire the government.
Well, fire, that's an interesting word, fire.
Yeah.
Fire, you know, shout, get ready and shout fire. Well, anyway,
yeah.
You know, it, as I said before, unfortunately, largely, it is not working in a, quote, democratic fashion. Now, in some cases it is, but
yeah.
I think largely it's a delusion in the sense that in the federal level, you and I know the federal government has far too much power, and when we vote locally and we change things there, along comes Big Uncle Sam and lying Pinocchio Bush to the rescue and says, hey, you can't do that.
That's right.
You're not a sovereign state. We run the show. I'm the one that gets to make the decision. So how you can deal with that in a legal, democratic manner is beyond me at this point.
It's a tough one. I mean,
it
I,
is.
We do
it
have
is.
To give credit where credit is due, and I have to say the Idaho legislature, since I
yes.
have been here,
yes.
has done fabulous things, including being the first legislature in the country to pass a resolution against the North American Union.
Absolutely. And now about 10 or 11 others are following suit.
That's right. And I give these guys credit. And I have to tell you, I went to a local conservative group meeting. And we've all been to these throughout the country, and we find out the conservatives are just a bunch of cons or neocons or rhinos. Yeah. But we were having a discussion of gun rights. And suddenly everybody at the table pulled their guns out of their fanny packs or purses. I've never seen anything like it. And I thought, you know, there is hope. There is some hope here.
Mm-hmm. You know, Congress don't have to pass a law to bring the troops home.
Mm-hmm.
All they have to do is not vote any financing for them.
That's right. Unfortunately, you know, we're now printing money.
Well, Congress controls the purse strings for all wars. Absolutely.
They're allegedly, yes.
They have to declare war, and they have to fund it or defund it. And the president has very little to do with it.
And what was the last war that they declared, Rick?
Well, okay, I think it was the war on poverty, actually. And you know what happened.
Yeah.
Poverty won.
Yeah, we're it.
No, it was World War II, I think.
It was World War II, as I believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have not been doing their jobs for a long time. And, I would like to say that if somebody doesn't do his or her job, we need to look at ways to fire them immediately, and we've got the documentation.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, how does that happen when our systems have been so destroyed?
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Barney, a final word from you?
That's it. Thank you.
Thanks, Barney.
I like that. All right. Very abrupt, adroit, and to the point, Barney. 1-800-313-9443. Richie in Louisiana is next. Hello, Richie.
Rick, hi. Terry, good evening.
Hi.
Hey, this is a topic that really tightens my jaw, and I called in early on Frosty's show, so those who are listening, I'm going to be repeating myself, but I do realize audiences change.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And so this may be some fresh ears out there, and I'm just going to repeat what I said and what Rick and I have discussed before.
Mm-hmm.
We're under a penalty of sin in this country, and as Rick has so eloquently showed us earlier, the government isn't going to do anything. These illegals, the only way the illegals are going to go is by physically someone grasping them and moving them. And the government is simply not going to do that. And that's made clear. You don't need an anvil to fall on your head to figure that out. The fix is on. So that leaves the other course of action, some sort of grassroots citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if and when that does happen, where does the federal government come down then with the forces that are here available to be brought into action? Do they fire on American citizens for inciting a riot or whatever? And I hate to be the voice of doom and gloom, but this is a double whammy we're getting. They've got the immigration fix on, plus with the economy, with the fiat money system, which is going to go collapse. Who knows when? With these two factors, we lose, ladies and gentlemen. We lose this battle. Your only salvation is through the Father and your relationship with the Supreme Being to be a remnant, to be protected from the plague of Egypt that's going to come on this nation.
Well, and Jesus said, if you've got a shirt and you don't have a sword, sell the shirt and buy the sword.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have to look at a statement you made that the government has the fix in, and I would just propose, Richie, that we remember and repeat often, we are the government.
Well, we're not
we
really.
We are the government.
We changed our government around 100 years ago. We're no longer a law nation anymore. We're under a corporate, some sort of contractual agreement.
I didn't change it. That was a breach of contract by public servants who did some stuff, and then, yes, Congress and Daddy Bush put us into Noahide law, which, quite honestly, strikes out the New Testament and I believe what you're talking about. But we didn't do it. That's their government, and I really do not relate to that government. If we start feeling that we are subjects of that corporate Noahide government, then we have lost. And then I say, fold your cards and wait to be beamed up.
Well, Terry,
I don't believe that, though, Richie.
We are a de facto already. Every action you take is regulated, licensed. We're under a fiat money system. The switch was made 100 years ago.
Do you have fiat money? Is that all you have? Can you grow a garden?
Yes, I can. And
well, there
this
you
is
are.
Be,
I mean, you're, I hate to say it, but you're sounding, you are draping the crepe, and I think it's a little too early for that. If it's over, then we may as well just go home and you know, have our grape Kool-Aid. But it's not over.
Have our gardens and study our word and be in our prayer and have the angel of our Father protect us from the from the serious the punishment that's coming on this drug-soaked, pornographic-soaked, money-grubbing, worshiping Babylon we live in.
Well, we have to come out of Babylon. That you and I will agree with.
And that's going to be a remnant of people who are going to have to do this individual. This nation is over, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry.
We are the people. The nation's not over. I will just have to agree to disagree with you.
I appreciate your enthusiasm and all you're doing. Rick,
thank you.
Okay, hey. I'm glad you did. It's very interesting, very provocative, and well, we can go back and forth on that one because you know how I feel about it. We are being judged. I don't think there's any question about that. George Bush is our Lucifer. He's our judge. He is the reason that we are going down in a way. But in another sense, he's not the cause. He's nothing more than a symptom. He's nothing more than the latest political whore to occupy the White House. If it's not him, it's going to be Hillary. And if it's not Hillary, it's going to be McCain. And on it goes. So regardless, we have an obligation to fight, and we have an obligation. Like you said, I like what you said, and it's true, Terry. You sell your cloak and you buy a sword.
That's right.
And you have to put on the whole armor. The sword of the Lord is the armor of the body piercing bullets cannot affect. The body piercing swords cannot touch that armor.
Ephesians 6, I like that. That's my favorite passage.
How's that? Ephesians 6, there you go.
Yeah.
She's got it. Wonderful. I'm glad you identified the scripture for us right off the bat.
I usually read it before I do talk shows because I expect to have few arrows at me.
but that's true. And Richie doesn't disagree with what you're saying and I'm saying philosophically. But I understand that our nation, is receiving its compensation because as a nation, not individually, but as a nation, we've said, hey, to hell with God, if you will. We don't need them. We're our own gods, and we can become whatever we want to be. And now the cesspool has come upon us, the illegal alien invasion, the abortion plague, the pornography, as he said, all of this crap and garbage from Hollywood and the mass media just descending upon us, the video games, the violence, and so forth. We have opened the door that unfortunately has let the floodgates in. But having said that,
I hate to have you use that word "we," the royal "we."
Yeah.
I would like to say they did, and perhaps we weren't paying attention, and now we better wake up.
Right. Well, we are reaping, unfortunately, what they have done.
Indeed, we are, and we're reaping what we failed to notice and failed to act upon earlier.
But like I said, when you open the door and the floods come in, you can always jump for that anchor.
That's right.
And we know who that anchor is. All right. Hey, that's excellent. We're going to see if we can start another call here because we're still close to the break.
Okay.
And that's Ben in Illinois. Hello, Ben. You're on with Terry.
Hi, Ben.
Hi there, Terry. This is Ben from Central Illinois.
Okay.
About 20 years ago.
Is that Ben? Ben in Central Illinois, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm also, this is the first time I called. I'm a little nervous, but
no,
I got a whole lot of things I could tell you.
That's all right. You just calm right down and speak your piece.
20 years ago, I met up this gang. They call themselves Christian Identity, which in truth is just Reformed Christianity. The founding fathers knew what we know as in Christian Identity as just Christianity. They knew it then. It was common knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And the agent of the Rothschilds, the King of England, lost the war in 1776. They tried again in the War of 1812 to get this nation back. The Rothschilds did, using through their king, their agent. That failed. They then sent men and money over here to set up the Christian or Judeo-Christianity seminaries and to subvert the nation, teaching Jesus was a Jew and Jews are God's chosen. In truth, this nation is the new Israel, and there's a lot of proofs of that in the Bible. We were never to go back to that old Israel. The true Israelites are the Anglo-Saxon, Scandinavian, Germanic kindred people. The supreme law of the land is not the Constitution. It's the law of Moses. And then it's law of Moses, and there's common law, then it's constitutional law. So it's Constitution's third down the list. This nation is not going to be defeated. We've already won this war that's to come. There's only the left. The only thing left is the fighting and the dying to do. Our Lord and Savior has promised us that we've won. And right now we're under tribulation because we, the true Israelites, allowed the stranger in the land, the racial stranger in the land, with his usury system. And his usury is our major sin, which is like the root system that feeds all the branches of the tree of evil. And if we stop the usury, we'd stop the evil. But I...
You want to hang on?
Yeah.
I'd like you to continue. All right. Very good, Ben, from Central Illinois. And we shall return with him and your calls just ahead on the program. Rick Adams.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, radio, free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back now with our very provocative guest here tonight, Terry Graham. And the website, by the way, you can certainly go to if you'd like to. It is freespeechforum.org. And we have on the line here Ben in Illinois. Ben, you're relating something very interesting here from the scriptures, and you wanted to add to that, I'm sure.
Yes. Going back to Jesus' statement in Matthew 5:17 through 20, in which Jesus says, "Think not I came to put away the law, but to affirm it, and not one jot nor tittle shall be put away till the earth passeth away." Roughly it says that. You check it out for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That is proof that the law of Moses is the supreme law of the land. And I did mention that America was the new Israel, and there's several proofs for that. It was the new Israel was to be a land with an east sea and a west sea, and was to be divided north and south, and east and west with rivers, as in the Ohio and the Mississippi, and be a land of many cattle. And that Israel over there has few cattle.
No, they certainly get a lot of sheep, though, that's for sure.
Yes, and...
and no walls around the cities.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And getting off the subject a little bit, I've heard you, various people call in with various definitions of anti-Semitism.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been taught that Semitism means to be a Semitic, means to be a son of Shem.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jews, who are Turco-Mongolians from the steppes of Russia, are from Japheth and Ham, who did things on the ark and were cast out and went off and married strange other races.
Mm-hmm.
And as today, 85% of what we know as Israelis or Jews are Turco-Mongolians from the steppes of Russia, also known as Ashkenazis and Khazars.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not, and Jesus was not a Jew. True, your Bible does say that. That was changed in about 1500 before it said Judean.
Mm-hmm.
Judean was descended from Judah,
mm-hmm.
and it's thought to be in Judah, and Judeans are thought to be the Germanic people of today.
Mm-hmm.
That's thought to be, and so when the Jews are throwing that word around, anti-Semitism, they're totally wrong, because they're not a Semitic people at all. The Arabs are in theory 50% Semitic, and the true Semites, sons of Shem, are the Anglo-Saxon, Scandinavian, Germanic kindred people. And we were, and getting back to what Terry said about the strangers or the non-citizens in the land, the non-Israelites, they were not, they could pass through and maybe make deals, but they could never, they were never, ever, ever to be allowed to be set up and have residency in the new Israel or even in the old Israel. Taking that as an example.
Okay, Ben. Hey, that's an excellent point. Thank you very much.
Thank
but
you.
We're almost up against the break. Any comment on what he just said, Terry?
Well, again, I go back to the Constitution, where it says that this land was for the founders and their posterity.
Mm-hmm.
And I have studied Christian identity, and I see that it has major parallels to what I would call Jewish identity and Muslim identity. And yet our government only went after Christian identity with that Megiddo report when we were coming up on year 2000,
mm-hmm.
where we had Attorney General Janet Waco
mm-hmm.
Terrorizing us.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to wonder why our government, and I have to say I'm putting that in quotes, our government,
mm-hmm.
would have such a problem with a philosophy that is so parallel in other religions that happen to be Christian.
Can I take a guess? All right.
Yeah.
We'll be back. Stay with me, Terry. Terry Graham, hour number two of the program, coming right up in just 1 minute from now. And we will take more calls just ahead for her. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams.